Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Tuesday night, after 9 p.m. Here I am yet again. I have had a massive week and actually have not a lot to say today. Because I'm just in the thick of work mode, to be honest. And I've had just, I've actually been busy. And for those of you who really know me, you will know that I'm not a massive fan of busy for busyness sake. I really am very intentional with the way I spend my time. Sometimes I still scroll Facebook way more than I fucking should, but you know what I mean? Like I make sure I've got plenty of space and I generally keep things light, but things have been quite busy for me recently and it's feeling quite good. So I have been working with a big corporate producing a podcast and that's kept me really busy. Because I'm doing a lot of live recording and stuff with them. So I jump on and record the show with them to make sure there's no tech issues and things like that. And it's actually been really rewarding work and I'm really enjoying, you know, I don't know, like, yeah, it's just something that comes very easy for me and doesn't require too much, you know, energy, I guess. It's something that I can do quite easily. And it's enjoyable because it is meaningful work. I'm working on a great show. And I think it'll be really fantastic, but also has a greater purpose, I guess. So I've been busy doing that. And also I filled both of my masterminds. So I have 22 new clients and that's a lot of space to hold. That's actually quite intense and I'm actually really looking forward to diving in. So we'll be diving in this week. It was also my 42nd birthday last Thursday. So, you know, just lots of messages from friends and phone calls and all that kind of jazz. Busy weekend too with birthday parties, not mine, but some of, you know, Mabel's little friends' birthdays, and we had a bunning sausage sizzle, and it's been quite a full-on week. And yeah, and so this is just kind of where I'm at the moment. I haven't had the space that I usually would for reflection and, you know, self-exploration and all that kind of jazz. It's almost like a luxury that I have, well, not a luxury, but something that happens when I'm not busy. When I have space, I tend to get all reflective. And so it's actually been quite a refreshing change to, have shit on so that I'm not in my head all the time. And it's really lovely to be using my energy and time towards others instead of just focused on myself, which is a nice little change. And I can see myself, you know, not being at capacity, but I've got 22 clients over the next 6 months that I need to catch up with monthly. Like two groups of podcasters, which will be quite an undertaking for me, but I'm up for it and I'm really, really excited. So I just can't wait. This is what I'm passionate about, you know, people speaking their truth and getting their voice out there. And so all of the work that I'm doing in the world is around that, which is so cool. It just hasn't left a lot of space for me to be all profound and shit, you know? Which is nice. So I don't actually have a lot to share. I don't think I even really have a takeaway for you. It's really just an update as to where I'm at. I'm sure there'll be some more profound stuff coming your way soon, but right now, this is just kind of where I'm at. I'm in work mode. I'm in kind of, you know, getting all the systems and stuff in place to support me over and the 22 clients I'll be working with over the next 6 months. I've got a couple of series that I'll be producing for this corporate client I've been working with once we wrap this one. And I've got a trip to the States later this year. So things are really happening over here and it does feel good. It feels it feels like something worth celebrating and just being in without, you know, I've had these moments in time where I've gotten busy with work and then I find myself saying things like, oh, I'm just at capacity right now. I'm at capacity. And then, you know, and kind of craving some breathing room. And then as the universe has its way, sometimes the work just dries up and it's like, here's your breathing space. You're at capacity. So here's the space. And then I'm like, oh my God, I want the clients back. So, you know, right now I'm in this space of just being grateful for where I'm at. And I have all, you know, like to fill both programs for Radcasters, frequency podcasting mastermind, which is attached to Radcasters, has been absolutely amazing. It's felt amazing because I've filled a retreat every now and then, but even then, you know, it hasn't been like full. I could have always taken more people on, but, you know, like to completely fill and meet the quota that I'd set and I had wanted, well, I'd initially just wanted 10 people, but I've ended up with 22 over two different masterminds. And you know what? I'm really excited to share a bit of what's happening in those groups on my socials and maybe even in here, because it's going to be a really great, exciting journey. And I can't wait to get to meet these people and hear what they've got to say and help them get their message out into the world. So I guess this is where I'm focused right now, is with these people and getting this up and running, getting things happening here for them. And that has meant there's been less space for me here. So no real takeaways, just a bit of an update as to where I'm at. I mean, you can take away whatever you like from that, because I know you always do. But yeah, I'm sure I'll have something profound for you next week. But in the meantime, I got nothing. Actually, I'm going away this weekend, which will be nice, with a couple of girlfriends. So it'll be a good chance to just like chill, have a couple of wines, you know, have a bit of a, chill out. Yeah. Kind of time. So that'll be nice. Maybe something profound will happen while I'm there. Anyway, and you know what? Like, even just got a session with the kinesiologist tomorrow, and I was kind of like, oh, I don't even know what I want to work on. So that says a lot. It says a lot. I'm feeling like that I'm, you know, it's not, life is not without its challenges still, but I'm just feeling like I'm in a good place. And if you go back two episodes, you'll see like things were not in a good place just 2 weeks ago. In fact, I went on Seek to look for jobs for podcast producers. That's the kind of space I was in. And now things are completely different. And I'm really grateful for that. And I'm really happy to be where I am. And I'm also really grateful for that couple of weeks ago, because it's really made me even more grateful for what I have in this moment. So I guess, like, if there is anything to take away from this, it's like, you know, sometimes the thing, not the thing, I don't believe in a thing, but sometimes there's something already here. We just can't see it yet. And sometimes there's a process that we need to go through that we have no control over at all. And in fact, the quicker you let go of control, the quicker the thing comes. And I know I've said this a million times over the show, you know, you can't surrender to receive, because, or you can't surrender for a reason other than surrendering. So, you know, you can't hand over control just to get something quicker. You actually have to hand over the control. And then, I don't know, it's sometimes things just fall into place, and mostly they do, at least they do for me. Sometimes things fall apart before they have to come together. And what was I watching just the other? Oh, I was watching a random Instagram story of, oh, I can't remember her name. Is it Jessica Vandalay? She's a model, and she was doing a Rubik's Cube, switching the Rubik's Cube around. And she was like, oh, you know, sometimes it goes, you know, sometimes it gets uglier before it gets better, kind of thing. You know, sometimes it falls apart before it comes together. And, you know, I've spoken about my creative process and a lot of our creative process. The thing that we're creating turns to shit before it improves. And sometimes I feel like what is on the macro is on the micro, you know, or is on the micro is on the macro. I can't remember which one's which right now. but you know what I mean? Like what exists in the minute is big. Like I've said this before years ago, as you do one thing is as you do all things. So one creative process is all creative processes, but sometimes we don't see our life as a creative process, but it is. And so, you know, if we're looking at the way we create something, a project, if we're looking at the way we create anything, the broader picture, much wider, go way, way out, take a helicopter view of your life, and it is going to have its own creative process. And sometimes that involves things falling apart before they come together. So if you're in the falling part phase of your creative cycle, just go with it. You know, let go of the attachment, just keep creating and see what falls into place, because it will come back together. It always does. And if it doesn't, that's cool. It's part of a bigger creative process, the part where it doesn't work, so you undo and you start again. You know, nothing is finite, nothing is ever end, nothing ever really ends. It just evolves. So, and big lesson, right? Because it wasn't that long ago I had kind of like dusted off my hands to working in the podcasting space because I didn't want to be the podcasting queen. I didn't, and I still don't feel like I am. But I've got a renewed love for it. And I had to, if you go back through the catalogue, I talk about the concept of the swing a lot, which is when you swing away from something in order to come back to it. And that's really what I did here, you know, like swung right away from teaching podcasting and working in the space to kind of swinging back and now finding my own rhythm with it and my own enjoyment. And it's, again, part of the creative process. Sometimes I need to set the thing down, walk away, come back with fresh eyes and create. So, yeah, I guess there's a few things in there. One is, obviously, I'm always saying, look at your creative process. Take the way you create one thing and expand it out to see what else you're creating in that same way. Because I feel like once we have awareness of something, we can have some acceptance of it. Once we know that that's our process, there comes a peace with that, so we don't get stuck in those moments of doubt or, you know, 2 weeks ago crying, thinking I needed a day job, that moment of everything falling apart. When we have awareness of that, we also know that it comes back together, so we can keep creating from a place of trust, even though it feels difficult. And then when we do, we're so often rewarded, maybe not in the way we expect to be, but sometimes in even better ways. All right, well, that's it from me today. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.